Gemara, we on that pay base on the dollar. We have three lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara had wanted to say that the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, if he's a shame no socha or Hashem Achinam on the Mashkin is totally if you hold like Rabbi Yosef. But he's Bata, according to Rabbi Yosef, since he's Bata from giving Tzedokah, Shasta Halva, so he's Hashem Asocha, and Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara says, Leime de Rav Yosef Tanoi. So the Gemara says, so the Chayrat comes out that Rav Yosef, put to the Rav Yosef is a Machlokes Tanoi, Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Leime de Rav Yosef Tanoi. The Rabbi Vadai Tanoihi, Rabbi that says he's a Shema Chinam, Shema Raved is a Shema Chinam, according to Rabbi, it's Zicha Machlekes Tanoi. The Rabbi Kiva, Leslie, the Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva says he's a Shema Socha. So we see clearly Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi, that he's a Shema Chinam. Unless Leila Ukme Pluktayu Betaimachine, maybe according to Rabbi, we'll say a different deal in the Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. That means, Enchaname, if you say the Machlokes is because Rabbi Kiva is like Rabbi Yosef, so then it's Muchach that Rabbi is not like Rabbi Kiva, like a Tanoi. But Rashi says, we had other Mahalchim to explain the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, the Shmuel Kamiflegi, the Leishove, Mashkin Shil Zuzi. So why is it Mukach, the Loshon HaGemara Watzim, according to Rabbi Tzicha Machloikis Tanoi, why? Maybe there's another beer in the Machloikis. Sarashi says, V'les lei lukmeit luktayu betay machine, da hadron bekama taymi, v'lo yitukmeit. The Gemara had a few mahalchim how to say pshat in the Machloikis, Abim Rav Yosef, Machloikis is in Shmuel, the Machloikis is in Rav Yitzvok. And all these timing did not remain. So according to Rabbi, that what Rabbi said, that Hashem Aveda is Hashem Achina Metzicha Machloikis Tanoi. When I learned this Rashi, I had a tremendous problem with this Rashi. We had learned yesterday that Emerson Rashi and Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis said the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, Toran and the Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva hold that the Mashkin is the Gevayne, Rabbi Lezer held, that's why he's a Shema Socha, Rabbi Lezer holds it's not the Gevayne, Lezich and Dvorim, that's why he's a Shema Chinam. We had a Mordi Kabir, and all of a sudden Rashi says over here, well, according to Rabbi, all the Pshatim, the law for many, it's according to Rabbi Al Kochach, we have to say that Rabbi is Alibe de Tanoi, which is really very no good. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar is a Shamuti. I mean, but the Gemara Rashi said this, that according to Rabbi, Tzicha Machlik is Tanoi. So I had a problem. So Baruch Hashem, I found a Ritva, and the Ritva says, Meiradik. The Ritva says, he says, Mi aleke raya dein aloche ke rabbe, mishum de svirelei ke rabbe leze de avalei shamuti. Efshe de rabbi motzo le meime, de le kul aome shaymer aveide ke shaymer chinom, avo malva ala mashke nefshe davesh ke shaymer socher ke rabbe kive de tofes le gevayne. Vahoche peirish rashi lefum sugye de leel. That means like this. We hear here a sugya and that payala from a base, and there the Gemara had gone on under a mahalach and the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Then, but it came out, we had a mashal, but it came out according to that mahalach, so it comes out the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Lezer, which machvalta the like Rabbi Lezer. Then all of a sudden the Gemara says, maybe we'll start, maybe this other mahalchim to explain. So this whole Gemara is going according to the other mahalchim. According to the other mahalchim, that's right. So Rabbi Zicha Tanoi, according to Payala from the base, I could, so the Valdik. El Rav Yosef, Mimi boy le meima tanoi, the Rav Elazar lesley the Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, but according to Rav Yosef, do we also have to say that Rav Elazar does not hold like Rav Yosef? So the Gemara says, loy, b'shem ha-raveide de kul alme yislu de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, b'shem ha-raveide everyone hold like me, this put to the Rav Yosef. He's a shayma socha, and therefore a malvala mashkin should be a shayma socha. The machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kivis, b'malve tzorich l'mashkin kamiflegi. Mar sovar mitzvah kovit shel bo v'havi shayma socha, mar sovar lav mitzvah kovit, Shula nosei miskaven vahavi shaymachina. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Vishayim haravei de kulam eislu de Rav Yosef." Say, Rav Yosef holds that say the Lezer and say Rabbi Kiva holds put the Rav Yosef. Loima. Rabbi de dochik lo ukmi milsei ketanoi. Rabbi has a problem that he is no eitzah in Rabbi Lezer, he's a shem mechinim. Ava Rabbi Yosef omaloch Rabbi Lezer nami koi kebos. Heichad ike mitzvah, kegoin shem ha-raveide. Ohoche hainu taime de potom. By a malva la mashkin, the Rabbi Lezer holds that your potom, the Kosova ain't can mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Amalva Lamashkin, there's no mitzvah. Why is there no mitzvah? Bimalve tzorich lamashkin. The machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva speaking about, bimalve tzorich lamashkin, liishtamish poi. Belief soik olov liishpoiches minachoiv, vohoilech kamiflegi. That means the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is speaking about a unique case. That the malve, let's make it interesting, the loive is a car. The malve needs a car. And he takes the car as a mashkin. He takes the car as a mashkin, but he needs the car. So he says, listen, I lent you $1,000. I need a car, so let's make a cheshbon how much a schiris of a car cost, because it pays $20 a day, so we'll deduct $20 each day and till you pay up the chayv. Till you pay up the chayv and finished. So here, the whole halvo, the whole motivation of the halvo ala mashkin was because the malva needed a car. So Memela, he needed $1,000, he needed a car, it's Memela Kemachta Shidduch. So Memela, I'll lend you $1,000 and we'll deduct the shimush of the car. from the chay. The mal betzoich lemashkin lishtamish boi belipseik olof liyespeiches min hachay vahilach kamiflagi. Rabbi Kiva sovar afilohi kemitzvah. There's a mitzvah. When he lent him, he needs. He had an intent that he's lending the $1,000 because he needs a car. And that was the intent of Rabbi Kiva sovar afilohi kemitzvah. Even though he needs the car, it's still a mitzvah. So when he lends him the $1,000 and he gets the car, he's doing a mitzvah. So in this minute, he'll be part of a puta the Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Lezer says, no. If he's lending the money because the Yedei Machshav is a Shia, the Rabbi Shalom knows why he's lending the $1,000, because he needs the car. So Memele, so that's not a mitzvah. Like of a mitzvah, Shalom. The mouth of a love mitzvah kovich, so I'm not saying miscovered. So this is not a mitzvah. So as soon as you lend the $1,000 on the car, and the car with Mishalachim comes, you can't say, hey, I'm doing a mitzvah. No. You're not doing a mitzvah. You all these Mishalachim now you have to pay. That's the machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Now, before we go into this nekuda, I'd just like to mention Lechaire, according to Rashi. According to the Marshal, we had a Mahalach that the Gemara understood, the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar holds a Mashkin is the Zichrin Dvorim, so they have his Hashem Achinam, and Rabbi Kiva holds a Mashkin with Gebainus, his Hashem Asocha. And then we had our Mishnah says that he's Hashem Asocha, Machvarta, the Loki Rabbi Elazar. Then the Gemara started saying, Zach the Marshal, how do you know that pshat the machlokes? They have another mahalach in the machlokes. Maybe the machlokes is in the mashkin, the leishav yishia mashkin. So then, and Rabbi Elazar holds his Hashem Mechinam, it's a zich in Dvorim. But if it's shav yishia mashkin, then according to Rabbi Elazar, he's Hashem Mechinam. Then he also holds this legevayne. So the Gemara wants to say, maybe the Mishnah is also going according to Rabbi Elazar. Mal says, no one holds like Shmuel. So Rabbi Kiva also doesn't hold like Shmuel. So that can't be. So it's talking about Shavishir Mashkin, and Rabbi Elazar hold that Yeshay Mechinim. So Baita Machvarta Deloi here Rabbi Elazar. But now, when we come to the end of the sugya, the Gemara wanted to say, first of all, I want to say maybe there's a Machlikas and Rabbi Yosef. Shem Avedis, Hashem Mechino. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisrael will tell you, everyone holds like me. The Machlokes is, by Malve Tzorich Lamashkin, if there he's doing a mitzvah. Now, according to this, the Maskonis HaGemara, so the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva is speaking about a unique case, Malve Tzorich Lamashkin. But a case what Malve ain't Tzorich Lamashkin, he's doing it l'shem shamayim, he's making alvor l'shem shamayim, then everyone holds like Rav Yosef, he's a shem esocha. So l'chayre, in the maskonis ha-gemore, we accomplished what you wanted to say, machval to the loike Rav Elazar. No. I have a mahalach. I have a mahalach that they're speaking about malman tzorich l'mashkin, but l'chayre, our Mishnah doesn't have to be speaking about such a case. Who says our Mishnah is speaking about such a case? Our Mishnah is speaking about our malman she'ain't tzorich l'mashkin, and everyone knows like Rav Yosef, and then the Mishnah goes according to everybody. L'chayre, I think that's the maskonis ha-gemara, according to Rashi. Now, there's a very yesodistic Bir Aloche, Rabbi Chonon. The Mechaber says, Me'er Chaim, Simen Lamed Ches, Siv Ches. It says that the Tagrim who sell film in the mezuzahs or iskin be mitzvah, and potter min a mitzvah. So the potter from Tfilin, and those, and if because of this business, they can't daven, so they put up from davening. Those can be mitzvah. Those who sell tefillin and mezuzahs, those can be mitzvah, so they put up from the mitzvah. Fine. So the Magen Avraham brings down a Rashi about what the Tagrim, a potter, called Oiskim B'mitzvah, that Stavke, if their kavone is Lahamtziyam Linker, that means, know why they're in this business, they're Babavitsche Hasidim, they want to make sure that everyone should wear tefillin, and so they go, and then they buy tefillin, and they go to Africa, they're going to sell tefillin. That means their whole interest, why they're in this business, is because lamtzi and linka, they want to be mamtzi tefillin. Their mensch is Isaac the mitzvah. Zot the bog and abo, but what if the hikar kavon is they want to make money? They want to make money, man. It's a good business. They want to make money. So then, actually, you want to make money, and then you like Krishna, you daven. You're not Isaac B'mitzvah, Isaac B'mischar. That's so a mele. Then there's no din of Isaac B'mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. Azoi state in Magen Avraham. So there's Magen Avraham that speaks about two extremes. If they want to be mamzi tefillin lacheirim, so Isaac B'mitzvah, rapota. And if the kavon is lehistaka, they're not Isaac b'mitzvah, and they are chayim. Frek the bir aloche. She brings down this Magen Avraham. Right, I have a big problem in this. You know, because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that peiveo is peis on the peis. This machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. If a person lends money for the mashkin, he's doing it. He needs a car. It's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Oh, we pass him like Rabbi Akiva. That's called Isaac the mitzvah. So this kasha the bir aloche asks. Give him as the kasha. Rabbi Chama as the kasha. I'm like the kasha. We passed him like Rabbi Kiva. So what pshat Magen Avraham? That is the kasha that the bir aloche is. So first he wants to say, maybe we're learning wrong pshat in Rabbi Kiva. That not the machloikis is if the malve tzorich lemashkin is a called oisik v'mitzvah even though he's doing it for the mashkin, that's not pshat. Maybe the Magen Avraham learned pshat that the akuf is the machloikis Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, that even if he needs the mashkin, but when he lends the money, he says a l'shem yichud, and he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. The shayla, the machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, is not halachically, if you do a mitzvah, yimachavim l'shem hanoscha, is it called a mitzvah now? No, that the Magen Avraham said, if you do a mitzvah, yev l'shem hanoscha, that's not called you doing a mitzvah. No, the machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar is, Rabbi Akiva holds, no, he's machavel, even though he needs the car, he's machavel l'shem mitzvah. That's good for the machloikis. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Akiva svir alei, shemistome mechavel bo l'kayim mitzvahs boiroi, u'machavel anose gam kayim. But this person, when he's lending money, you should be there, machshavis, you should know, he's mechavim l'kayim mitzvah. He needs a car, yoka, nishka. He's doing a mitzvah v'alvo, and he's doing it l'shem mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar svil dan nase levad miskaven. That's good for the machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. So the machloikis in Yisod, what is the kavonis ha'oda? Chonon in Kovit ha'oris, simem emches, oish yud aleph, he says the makayah of Isaac the mitzvah potter in a mitzvah we learn out from Rishivtecha Bebeisecha. When are you chayiv of Krishmet b'shivtecha, b'sheves lidach, b'leches lidach, you're doing it for yourself. But if you're doing it for the Rabbeinu Shloilam, then you're potam in a Krishmet. That's the makir, oisig b'mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. Sheves lidach, yechayiv. Shivtecha, not sheves a mitzvah. So Rabbi Chana wants to say, so he says it matters if he's doing a mitzvah or if he's doing a hersha mitzvah. He says a person writes tefillin in the mezuzah, God the Mishnah Brunem, don't it? Rabbi Chana wants to say, if a person writes tefillin in the mezuzah, a person sells tefillin in the mezuzah. So he says, if his kavana is money, so that's not called a ma'aser mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to write tefillin in mezuzah. The tefillin have to be written to ksiva tama, but there's no mitzvah. We Allah named on it as well. There's no mitzvah. It's a hersha mitzvah. That means I write tefillin, so there'll be tefillin after well, so people will be able to like tefillin. So by a hersha mitzvah, then the halacha is, it matters what your kavanah is. You're doing it for money. That's called Shabbos Nidach. But he says, but if you're doing mamish ha-maisa ha-mitzvah, that means he's lending money. He's lending money. This is in Kesef Talves Ami. He's doing a Maisa Mitzvah. So he's doing it because he's going to get a car. Fine. So there Rabbi Kiva says, if you do a Mamish a Maisa Mitzvah, then that's called Oisik B'Mitzvah, even though you're doing it for other reasons. So I just thought, I'm just wondering if he's going a little bit the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham asks Akasha by a Shabbos Aveda. I mean, the Iker Isik the Mitzvah is by a Shabbos Aveda. So the Magen Avraham asks from this Rashi. Rashi says, by Tagreim, Rashi says, it's only called Oisik B'Mitzvah, if you're doing it to be Mamtzi Tefillin L'Acher, but if you're doing it for Mischa, it's not called Oisik B'Mitzvah. So yes, Akasha, the Gemara Nedarim, it would seem a person being Meshav Aveden, he's getting schar, still called Isaac B'Mitzvah. This Kasha, the Magen Avraham asks. And this Kasha, the Magen Avraham answers two terutzim. It bothers him, this Kasha. He has a Rashi that Agreim is only if they're doing it Lahamtzi Lachere. So the Magen Avraham answers to Tevotam. They're speaking about, he's only getting schar b'peile. He's not getting money for the, he's getting schar, so that's the cause. He's not going to lose money, but now he's doing it for the money. He has a job. And not to lose money, he's getting schar b'peile. Not because he's doing it for the money. Then he says, another teretz, Rashi means, if the Iker Kavon is for the money, yeah, the Iker Kavon is not for the money. Right? But he has a problem. He has a problem. The Magen Avraham has a problem. A meshev aveda is called oisik b'mitzvah, and even though he gets paid, and tagreim are not called oisik b'mitzvah if they're doing it for the money, unless he makes these chalukim. So l'chaira, I was wondering if this Magen Avraham stims with Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, when Yosef b'mitzvah, there's no problem whatsoever. So l'chayre, I was wondering if the Magen Avraham is like Rabbi Chanan. So I thought perhaps we had in the second Perek Mukiyesa brings down a machloikis taran arim megash. If a person is meishev aveda, is called, he's doing, is a tumye demile, that the whole hashove from beginning to end is a meisa mitzvah, that's like mile, the ranstel suit, that means, you have to be chaytach da'olam, but every chaylik of the chitach is a meisa mitzvah. So memele, the hashove aveda, is a maisa mitzvah, and then they talk about esedech, aloysa, oh, primigash says, no, the mitzvah of Hashem is aveide, you give back the aveide to, that's the mitzvah of Hashem is aveide. This whole procedure to bring it to the Baal aveide, that's kehechshe mitzvah, that's, he says, kehechshe mitzvah. So could be, I mean, and they say, reiv, paiskim, hold like the primigash, Mukiyasa brings down. So could be this is also called the Hersha Mitzvah. Could be this also called the Hersha Mitzvah. So among the Vlom, made a kasha, but this is different than Tagreim, so you had to make a chilik. Al Koponim, that's what the Bali Musil say, if a person is a restaurant and he could be Mekah, it has to be like the Tagreim. That means if the Kabon is, he wants to be Mahaneh. Want to be Mahane Yidin, and now he has to take money, he has a wife to support, and he can't do it for free. So then, Lachair is like Tagrayim. But if the whole Kabon is, this is a lucrative business, and it's a gate and golden stone, people don't have to eat and not eat, the Iker is that he should get money, so then Lachair is not called Isaac B'mitzvah. There's a very interesting kasha that the Rishonim ask. That means our Gemara said that the machloikis Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva is that he lent money because he really needed the car. So is that called Isaac B'mitzvah? Not called Isaac B'mitzvah. That's the machloikis. So the Rishonim asked the kasha, the Teres Chaim asked the kasha, let's just mention the kasha. He asked the kasha, but he's not doing it l'shein mitzvah. He's lending the money because he needs a car. And the halvo is the nice on how to pay the usage of the car. That's exactly what he's doing. So they ask him, so he's a seicher. So he should be, Safila, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar holds, it's not called Isaac B'mitzvah, so forget about Pruta the Rabbi Yosef, but L'chayri, he should be a Seicha. So Al Seicha, he should be Chai B'gnei B'vei. Why is he a Shem B'chinam? That means if we hold that a Seicha is Chai B'gnei B'vei, so this is a Meridike Kasha, so that's this Kasha. I think there's another kasha Rishonim ask. Every shein mechinam should also be a shein asocha al tzputa de Rav Yosef. He's doing a chesed. He watch my thing. I watch it for you. He takes it so. L'chayr, he should become a merdeke kasha. He's doing it. However, he's taking this thing and the kav mishalachim comes. Shulik. I'm missing the mitzvah. I think one of the terutzim are, he doesn't want to be a shema socha. Because a shema socha has greater obligations to watch it also besides that. He doesn't want to be kabel the shmira of a shema socha. He doesn't want to be, here the shmira of a shema beda is, the Torah made him a shema. Then he is a kaponim, but the etzem shmira spells out though. But here Shem Achinam does not want to become a Shem Achinam. Now let us see Taisvis on the Payalef Amid Beis. Divrei Hakel Ovad Hamashkin Ovad Moisov. Now, just in order to appreciate the Tosfos, we had mentioned yesterday that the Tosfos of Rabbeinu Peretz, and this Tosfos also held like that. That means we have a whole Gemara Daf Pei Beis that's mefalpel. What is the machlokes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva? But my kamiflegi and Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchok and Rabbi Yosef, we have a whole sugya. Rashi and Pei Aleph from Med Beis came up with a new mahalach. This is another way for now to understand the machlokes. Chayes Rabbi Neperetz did not want to be sober such a thing. No. The Gemara and the Beis has the Mahalchen. What the Machlokes is. There's no other Mahalchen. And our Tosfos also learned like this. So Mamela will appreciate our Tosfos. So Mamela, this is a different Gemara. Now, the Gemara said there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva by Malva Lamashkin. But if he wrote a shtar, Avlibo elevzuz v'shtar v'inich loy mashken alein v'vahakal over the mashken over the mashken. If he wrote a shtar, then everybody, the blesser also. Now Rashi goes l'shita, say Rashi says, no honey, wrote a shtar, so why do you need the mashken? You don't need the mashken l'zikolim bom, you don't need the mashken l'betoche, oh, there you need the mashken l'gabayna. That's Rashi, because Rashi learned the whole sugya with this mahalach. If you're not goyres this mahalach, that means there's no gemara that spoke about this mahalach. So now we have to understand pshat the gemara. So he wrote a shtar is a shemus ochel. Well, according to Rabbi Lezer, what's this magic inyan of shtar? Zog Tosfos, perish lekach moide Rabbi Lezer. Why is Rabbi Lezer moide if he wrote a shtar that he's a shayma socha? Mishum dahavi shaloi bishas halbosai. Because if he wrote a shtar, so mistomen, the mashkin was shaloi bishas halbosai. Because normally, mekoni mashkin. And then a mashkin is kaine. So, a maskin shaloi bishas halvo. Everyone holds like a bitzah. Rabbi Lezer also holds like a bitzah. Makoni maskin. Ushtar de noka. So, be'etzem, the Gemara means that when is Rabbi Yitzchak moide, if he got a maskin shaloi bishas halvo. Ushtar, so why did Gemara say shtar? So let's talk, maskin shaloi bishas halvo. Ushtar de noket lav dafke. Ela loima da airi shaloi bishas abos. It means shaloi bishas abos. So where's the gematria shaloi bishas abos? Because he wrote a shtar. The key men shaos a shtar. Because if bishas the trilis albo, mistome loi lokach mashkin bishas albo. So then if you have a shtar, so you're betuach that you have a shtar, so you're taken care of already. So then, normally, you think things are taken care of. So normally, when you write a shtar, you don't take a mashkin b'shas alvo. Adachekei. So later, you take the mashkin. Fine. So memela, so that's how Tosfos learned shtar. The Gemara means, Rabbi Lezer that says that he's a shaymachinam, speaking about because he got a mashkin b'shas halvo. A mashkin b'shas halvo, you don't say that malchayv kaina mashkin. But if he wrote a shtar, so mistome, he did not take a mashkin b'shas halvo. Because normally when you write a shtar, you don't take a mashkin. So then the maskin that he took was a maskin shaloi b'shas halvo. So a maskin shaloi b'shas halvo. Rabbi Lezer is also made that balchoyv kaina maskin is a shema socha. Aval reisha de pligi. The reisha is when he did not write a shtar. Aino b'shas halvo. So then it's speaking about a maskin b'shas halvo.
And what is the machloikis that?
So we have a whole bunch of mahalchim in the Gemara. What the machloikis is? One mahalach was, there's a machloikis in Rabbi Yitzchok. So Mamela, that's how Taisvis learned the Gemara. And Lefiya Emes, that is Take, we have all the Mahalchim of Daf Pei Beis on this Paraisa. That means if Lefiya Emes, the only kinda amashkin only shaloi b'shasavo. So what's the small of Rabbi Kiva? Small of Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yosef. Fine, he holds like Rabbi Yosef. So Mamela, so he's a shemir socha as puter the Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Kiva does not like Rabbi Yosef. Abo shaloi b'shasavo. So then we have kinya mashkin. Everyone holds b'chay kinya mashkin shaloi b'shasavo. That's how Tosfos understood Pshat in this Gemara. And this is, if you don't say Rashi's Chidushim, so you have to dance with the Gemara that Pei Beis. Well, that Pei Beis explains what the Machlokes is. So the Sefer is, yeah, the Ika Krod V'Lachoti Yitzadok Ayri Shaloi B'Shasov. Well, Pei Rishakunter is, now Tosfos starts handling with Rashi, and Taisus goes with Rashi in Shavuos, which is the Peirish Shili Shavuos Adayonim, the Mishum Shtar Moider Rabbeleza B'Seifer, that if there's a Shtar, then Rabbeleza is Moider B'Seifer, they give the Shtar, L'Shem Ashken Kibbutz, then he took it L'Shem Gavayne, V'loi L'Zichrin Dvorim Ba'al Mekamoy Bereshe. So Taisus understood, mentioned in the beginning, this is the Pnei Yeshus, as Rashi says, he take it also for Betochen, Shibetur Bamoisa, but Rashi in Shua says only Zichron Dvorim. So Mamela, so Taisva says that Rashi understood. In the Reisha, you take a Mashkin for Zichron Dvorim. And so Zichron Dvorim, that's Rabbi Lezo, the Mashkin is not for Gevayna, only for Zichron Dvorim. But if you wrote a shtar, so you have zichron dvorim, then it's for gevayin. So Taisva says, "Tmei bereisha teime bei bereisha leinoket mashkin elo lezichron dvorim ma'ume." If the reisha is a mashkin is taken according to Rabbi Lezer zichron dvorim ma'ume, mishum deleke shtar, then I say the mashkin is taken zichron dvorim. In Cain, a mile ye mishamit, a fellowship of mashkin can I get moiso. So then the din should be a mashkin bishas halvo, according to Rabbi Lezer, should be mishamit, even though it's shava can I get kolachoi, because it was taken with zichron dvorim. Ki the mashma bahazov, the gvorin azov, it was in the echad lay loket al zichron dvorim ba'alme, the mishamit. Hosa mashme and the Gemara in Hazava would seem, when is it Lezicha in Dvorim if it's not Shove the Mashkin Kenegan the Chai? But the Im Shove Mashkin Kenegan Moisav Lekul Alma Einoi Mishamet. And according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Leza, if it's Shove Kenegan the Chai, it's Lezicha in Dvorim, and if it's Lezicha in Dvorim, it should come out that it should be Misham. Oi! Amai koma mas machvarta mas nisen de leike Rabbi Lezer. According to Rashi, this whole Indian of there was a shtar. So we say, since there was a shtar, so why did he take a mashkin? He took a mashkin, the gevayne. Talking about a mashkin b'shas halbo, according to Rashi. But if he wrote a shtar, then the mashkin is what says gevayne. So amai koma machvarte mas nisen deleike Rabbi Lezer. So why did the Gemara have to say that the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Lezer? Look me bishtar. Let us say the Mishnah is speaking about, I mean, I feel according to Rabbi Lezer, there is a mashkin legevayne if a shtar was written. So then I say the purpose of the mashkin was not lezichin mor, not liyis betur b'moisa,
nolinga vayne. So we have a Mishnah that says, Amalva ala mashkin is Hashem asocha. The Moshe says, it can't go according to Rabbi Leza. Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about that he wrote a shtar, and if he wrote a shtar, so then the mashkin is legevayne. Yeah. Elish Amino, Daf Rabbeleza, in the Maida, Elish Shaloi Bishasavo, Alf Rab Yitzchok, but Bishasavo, this whole Cheshman of Rashi, that Bishasavo, if he wrote a star, the Maskness Lugavine, it seems that's not true, because if that would be true, so our Mishnah could go also according to Rabbeleza. Umiyu Yesh Litarek, he says that really this Kash is not too Gefela. The Hilvo Al Hamashkin, it would seem the whole Halvo was based only on the Mashkin, not that it was a shtar. Halvo Al Hamashkin means that the whole Halvo was based on the Mashkin, so that means it wasn't a shtar. Mashme below shtar. Va'oi, then they says another term. He must listen, Mayri Bishtar, if the Mishnah is speaking about a shtar. And by a shtar, say Rabbi Elezer, and say Rabbi Kiva hold that the mashkin is l'gevayne, v'ave polig Rabbi Yehuda. So then Rabbi Yehuda says in the Sefer that by Moshe is a shem echinam. Domer bois Moshe echinam, v'layachlik a Rabbi Elezer v'Rabbi Kiva. So Memele, that's why the Gemara did not want to say that the Mishnah is speaking about Hilbo al shtar. Ubal halachis gdoiles the Rav Yudoi goin nami mashme the seife the hulvo bishtar airi vaitais v'sebshat not bishar sabo like Rashi. No, it's speaking about hulvo bishtar and later he took a mashkin shaloi bishar sabo airi shaloi bishar salbo the muki because the Baal halachis gdoiles says Oh, the Omar Rav Yitzchok, the Baal Choyv Koine Mashkin. Now Rav Yitzchok says, Baal Choyv Koine Mashkin, Hainu Davke Shaloi Bishas Alvo, Davke Shaloi Bishas Alvo, Avo Bishas Alvo Loi Koni. Hainu Davke Bishtar, that means Bishas Alvo, you're not Koine, Davke Bishtar. We'll see later exactly what this means. So the Baal Halachas Gdoilus says as follows, that a shtar is a reason that he should not be a Shema Socher, but that Tavke by Mashkin Bishasavo, Yisai Mechand Shtar. Shaloi Bishasavo, even though there was a shtar, but he's still a Shema Socher, because then Shaloi Bishasavo Yekainim Yid Rabbi Yitzchok. So according to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, this is like Tosfos said, that Hilvo Bishtar, according to Rabbi Elazar, Hashem Esoch is out Rabbi Yitzchok. But according to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, it's not because of what tells the Chiddush, that even though Hilvo Bishtar, and because of Hilvo Bishtar, Bishas Halvo, because of Hilvo Bishtar, Bishas alvo, he's not a shayma socher, but shaloi bishas alvo, even though it was alvo bishtar, he still is a shayma socher. So according to the Baal Halachas Gdoilus, it's like Tosfos said, but it's better than Tosfos. Tosfos said alvo bishtar is lav davke, but it means that there was Shaloi Bishas Havo, because Bishas Havo wouldn't lend them with the Shtar. The Baal Halachas Gdoilus says, no, he wants to tell Sachidish, even though Havo is Bishtar, but since the Mashkin was Shaloi Bishas Havo, he's going to Mashkin, he should say Mesoch. Yeah. We became safe in the Havo Bishtar, Ayri Shaloi Bishas Havo. Tobe de Bishah Salvo, Vayibed Moiso, Nashtah Somet.
Period.
Uma Sharotza Loima, Reheche de Leke Shtah Koni, that what the Balalochis Kedoylis said, that when there's no shtar, afilu amashkin bishas alvo yekoine, afilu bishas alvo, so Taisu says, loy mitam de Rabbi Yitzchok, it doesn't mean yekoine als Rabbi Yitzchok. The kro, the posik of Rabbi Yitzchok le'ayri elo shaloy bishas alvo. So what does the Baal Halachas Gedoyle say, that without a shtar, you are koine, afilu bishas alvo. El koni midi shmur. He means that it was the mashkin, he holds like, he paskins like shmur. And he gave a mashkin, a kata de maglev, so memele, so it's koine kineged the whole chai. It was makabal the kata de maglev kineged the whole chai, according to shmur. Besovri, the halacha kishmul, vein halacha kerab Yosef. God is a god, Rav Ransberg, which is very shver, so we'll learn this talk upon him. Taisus brought down Rav Yudoi Goyim, that also seems to say that Elvo Bishtar is a Shema Socher, is Alts Rab Yitzchok, that's a Chiddush, that even though a Shtar is Mavkiya, the Kinyan of Shmuel, but it's not Mavkiya, the Kinyan of Rab Yitzchok.